And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is new spins on old ideas. Each of my guests is providing a new perspective on something we take for granted. My next guest is an internet marketing expert who's developed a system to help internet entrepreneurs leap into business. We'll discuss her system contained in her book, Leap, 101 Ways to Grow Your Business. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. That's the same number that you use to win a sandwich or a salad. And we had our winner right here on the show. And just as we're going to get the name and address, the phone line cut out. So whoever the winner was, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, call again, 639-0008. Tom will get your name, get your number, and we'll get those sandwich certificates off to you right away. Stephanie Chandler, who's my next guest, spent a decade in the fast-paced Silicon Valley in various roles, including software sales, technical training, and technical support. When she developed an ulcer on her 30th birthday, she knew it was time for a complete lifestyle change. So Stephanie fled corporate America in 2003 and opened up a bookstore in Sacramento, California. She subsequently sold the bookstore in 2007. In the process, she discovered a new passion, and that was helping aspiring entrepreneurs find the freedom that she did. So she launched businessinfoguide.com, a directory of resources for entrepreneurs who began writing, and she began writing books about business marketing. Stephanie is the founder and the CEO of Stephanie Chandler Enterprises, LLC. It's the parent company to Authority Publishing, which is a custom book publisher specializing in nonfiction books. She is also the author of several books, including Leap, 101 Ways to Grow Your Business. Stephanie lives near Sacramento, California, with her husband and her preschool son. They have a dog and two cats, all of whom they've rescued from the animal shelters. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. How are you today?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. You did an amazing job with that intro.
Thank you, Stephanie. Well, I don't only because you're a great guest. I want to honor you by that. So let's dive into it, because you've had a very extraordinary life. You started out in corporate America, as many people do, in the very hyper-competitive Silicon Valley. Then you became a bookstore owner, then you were an author, and now you're a business consultant. So talk to me about the transition from being a bookstore owner, which was a risky business even back in 2004 to 2007, to where you are today, helping others grow their business.
Yeah, you know, I quit that high-stress Silicon Valley job, and I had this big romantic vision of being a writer. And, of course, if you like to write, you think, well, I'm going to write a novel. So I opened this bookstore, and I thought, well, I'm going to sit in the back office and write novels. And about 6 weeks after I opened that store, I went, oh, my gosh, what have I done? I don't want to run a retail business.
There you go.
You know, it's rough. And I found out I wasn't a very good novelist. I didn't have the imagination for it. So the only thing I really enjoyed about owning that business was the marketing and getting us up on Google and doing online sales and promoting authors that way. And it all kind of morphed and evolved into writing business and marketing books. I feel like I found my calling accidentally, and I have absolutely zero regrets. It was a great stepping stone to get me to what I'm doing today.
I love it. You're an accidental author. That is wonderful. So let's talk about the book LEAP, because LEAP is an acronym. It stands for Leverage, Execute, Accelerate, and Prosper.
Right.
And I think that's a great acronym for people who are looking to grow their business. Let's dive in and take a look at each component separately, starting with leverage. Now, the thing I found interesting about this, everybody talks about build your infrastructure, get a business going, and everything else, but you really preface it by saying you need to get uncomfortable in the startup phase. Talk to me, what do you mean about get uncomfortable?
Well, you know, everything about running a business requires you to get outside of your comfort zone if you want to take it to the next level. You know, with that store, I had to have a vision. And my vision with that store, honestly, 6 weeks into it, was how do I build this business so I don't have to be here? and really, it motivated all of my decisions. It helped me put processes into place so that I could hire people who ran the store. I showed up once a week. Honestly, that's how I ran that business, because I put that infrastructure into place and I had a bigger vision. And I think a lot of people are scared to take big risks like that. You know, letting that store go was a big transition. I left this six-figure Silicon Valley job to open this business, and then when I turned around and wanted to sell it, people thought, she's losing her mind. But you have to be willing to take risks in entrepreneurship, or you're going to get stuck. You're going to stuck forever.
Well, that makes sense. My guest is Stephanie Chandler. Stephanie, one of the stories that you tell to galvanize this concept is the Ken Goodrich story about 24/7 service. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Ken, he's another amazing story. I interviewed a bunch of people for this book, and anybody who can build a business from the ground up into a multi-million dollar business is somebody you want to model after, and that's something that I also really emphasize. I see so many business people stuck in the $50,000 range, right? That's what they're making enough to get by, they're scraping by. Ken Goodrich is a great example of somebody who hired the help he needed to grow his business, built out a structure so that he takes vacations and does what he wants to do on his time, and that's what it should be like. Unfortunately, most entrepreneurs aren't doing that. They're working 60 hours a week, you know, trying to keep up the pace.
No, so true, and don't we know it. My guest is Stephanie Chandler. Now, Stephanie, one of the things that struck me as interesting in this leveraging part where you're building your business is you say hire a virtual assistant. I've always been very skeptical about virtual assistants. So tell me, what is a virtual assistant and why do you think so highly of them?
Oh, I'm such a fan. A virtual assistant is essentially an office administrator who works from their own home. And this is a great option for an entrepreneur who maybe isn't ready to hire staff and put people on payroll, because you can hire an assistant who works for 5, 10, 30 hours a month, and they're contractors. So you're paying them a contract rate. It's a 1099. You don't have to carry benefits and things like that. And there's absolutely wonderful people, you know, from $15 an hour up to $100 an hour, depending on their skill set. But without a doubt, I run my business with a number of different assistants because it allows me to fill different needs within my business that I need three full-time people to fill what these people can do for me.
Are you using any virtual assistants in other countries? I've heard of people using Indian virtual assistants to help them out on certain projects, European virtual assistants. Are you using domestic virtual assistants or international virtual assistants?
I use both. I have several assistants here in the States, and then I have an assistant out of the Philippines. She's brilliant. She has a whole team there. It's very inexpensive. She writes well in English. She delivers on time. I mean, it makes economic sense. I don't outsource everything overseas because I really try to balance that with wanting to help support our economy here. But, you know, in small business, we have to do what we can to make our dollars stretch as far as they can. But by all means, I have both, and I find, you know, pros and cons on both. She's working different hours, right? So she's not in the office when I am versus my assistant. I have an assistant in Austin, assistant here in Sacramento. They're more on my time schedule.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. My guest is Stephanie Chandler. We're talking about her book, Leap, 101 Ways to Grow Your Business. And in the setup section here, where we're talking about right now, the leverage section, you also say leverage your bank. Now, I found that interesting, particularly in today's environment. How do you leverage your bank when the banks are so resistant to lending right now?
I love that you've asked me that question, because so few entrepreneurs even know their local banker. And so part of that is getting in there and meeting with your business banker. Once they know you, you know, they're more motivated to help you. And while funding is not an easy thing to get right now, it does not hurt to know who your bankers are. And they can help you in a pinch. You know, I've had large checks cashed without being held for several days. I've opened savings accounts by just picking up the phone and calling my banker. So it's such an advantage to know who's there. They're going to let you know what special promotions are going on and you know, what extra funding programs are available. So, you know, treat yourself like a big business. Go in there, get to know your banker, let them help you grow and find out, you know, maybe they can help you with your merchant card transactions or get you a better deal on a business savings account.
Yeah, that's good advice. My guest is Stephanie Chandler. All right, Stephanie, let's move on to the next letter in the acronym E, and E stands for execute. And this is an area where the internet can really help. And this is the section of the book where you really talk about marketing. And in marketing, you say, be the opposite of boring, go viral, and be memorable.
Yeah.
My question to you is how? I mean, think about it. What if you're an automotive transmission repair shop?
Well, you get creative. And you become a resource for your community. You know, people don't realize, even with a local business, it makes a lot of sense to have a big presence online. The more content you add to your website, the more reasons you give Google to find you. You know, what if you go to YouTube right now and you look up how to repair a muffler, you're going to find videos on how to do that. And I'm a big advocate of teach people how to do what you do, because somebody's going to get in there, they're going to find your video, they're going to realize you're right down the street, and then they're going to say, this is too much work, right? They're going to come back and hire you. So that is a great way to set yourself apart, especially in the local business community where competitors aren't taking advantage of content and teaching and being a resource for your customers.
All right. I mean, that sounds good in theory, Stephanie, but talk to me about in practice, because a busy entrepreneur just starting up a company, you wear many hats. How do you find the time to do all of these internet-related things that you're talking about?
It doesn't have to take as much time as people think. I spend absolutely less than an hour a day on social media, and you kind of get a system going. You know, if you're going to record videos, you can spend a Monday afternoon and record a whole series of 30 videos. They only need to be 2 or 3 minutes each. It's the same thing if you're writing blog content. Sit down and write a bunch of posts, or you know, hire a writer, an inexpensive writer, to do that for you. So there's lots of ways to make it happen without it having to require your time. But you also, I find that the more of that effort I put into it, the more return I get from new customers. So it really is worth that time investment.
All right. My guest is Stephanie Chandler. And Stephanie, that brings us to A in your acronym LEAP, and A stands for accelerate. And this is where the internet can really help. But I found it very interesting. The first thing that you mentioned in the accelerate portion is fire your clients. I mean, now in this economy, the thought of firing any client is a little bit frightening. So why is now a good time to fire clients?
Because you want to get really focused. And if you've got clients who are draining your time, your energy, your staff's resources, then they're taking away from the good work you could be doing. And I know this is a hard thing to do. I've done it myself. But letting go of your most difficult clients actually leaves you open to create the clients that you really want to work with. And the same thing is true if you're establishing a niche, which I'm a huge fan of. You know, a general contractor who says yes to everything isn't a specialist. But a general contractor who specializes in kitchen remodels, for example, is a specialist. So you want to start to say no to the clients that maybe you feel like you're not going to work well with or aren't going to fit your business. And I promise you, you'll be so surprised how different your business operates when you're working with the people that you really want to be working with.
No doubt about that. All right. Also in this accelerate section, you talk about optimizing search engines, and you referred to that in an earlier answer. So talk to me about optimization of search engines, or SEO for short.
Yes, SEO. It's one of the scariest, biggest scams out there, so you have to be really careful. But there is a lot of value in search engine optimization, and there are simple things you can do for your website to make sure you're showing up when somebody searches for what you do. And that is simply at putting more content on your website. The easiest way to make that happen is to start a blog, update it twice a week, even if it's just a couple of quick paragraphs. Over time, you're going to start to see absolutely more traffic coming your way. And you want your pages to be very descriptive. If you own a flower shop in Dallas, you know, your website needs to say flower delivery, flower orders, wedding flowers, Dallas, Texas. Those are the things that people are searching for on Google, and if you're building them into your site, they're going to be better able to find you.
All right. Search engine optimization. That makes sense. Now, here was a puzzler for me. I scratched my head when I read this. You talk about email marketing. Isn't email marketing dead, or if not dead, certainly dying?
Not dead. Not dead. More difficult than it's ever been, because we don't like to give up our email addresses. You have to work harder for it. But without a doubt, an email marketing list is your golden list. It's people giving you permission to market to them. In retail, you know, it's still hot because we want discounts and things like that. In a service-based business, you really have to provide value. You have to respect your email marketing list. You know, one of my biggest pet peeves is when I sign up for a mailing list and start getting email every day. I mean, don't drive people crazy. Add value. Give them something they want to read, and it will absolutely become a marketing asset for your business.
All right, but don't do it just because you've heard you need to do it. You have to add value. So let's go back to our automotive transmission repair shop. How would an automotive shop add value to a list?
Oh, you know, there's one here where I live near Sacramento, and they have a mailing list, and they send out little tips on how do you keep your car tuned up? How often? Why do you need a service? When do you need it? They have local events. Come by and get a free hot dog. You know, bring the kids. So those are ways to connect with your customer. You can set it up so that you remind them your oil changes due. That's a value add. I always forget that stuff. And, you know, so that's the kind of thing that sets you apart. And studies have shown that a good email newsletter actually builds loyalty with customers.
All right. Well, talk to me then about tweeting, because tweeting was, you know, reported to be the thing that was going to kill email. So are tweets important? Do you need to be on Twitter?
I do believe tweets are important for most businesses. Twitter is growing. It is a good opportunity to stand out, because what's happening on Twitter is most people are wasting their time there. They're talking about what they had for lunch. It's time for the kids' soccer practice. You know, that's irrelevant stuff. So my philosophy with Twitter is, like everything else, get on there and give value. Share great content. Give links to community resources. Be that resource for your audience. You can also schedule a lot of your efforts on Twitter. I don't recommend that you schedule everything. But, you know, pre-schedule your blog posts to get posted there. Repeat that content. And spend a little time every day, 10 minutes on Twitter, connecting with people. It really does pay off.
10 minutes per day, that's all that it needs. My guest is Stephanie Chandler. She's the author of the book Leap, 101 Ways to Grow Your Business. Stephanie, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book Leap?
You know, really, it's to get out of that floundering mode in entrepreneurship. Building a business you can sell, even if you never plan to sell your business, is a really good goal, because it forces you to think into the future, to put processes in place, to build an org chart. Even if you're just a business of one, create an org chart. Ideally, in 5 years, 10 years, what do you want your business to look like? These are the kinds of things that we discuss, and how to bring your business to that next level.
That's good advice. My guest has been Stephanie Chandler, author of the book Leap. Stephanie, if people like what you have to say, your common sense approach to this, where would you tell them to go to look for more information on the Internet?
Oh, thanks, Bill. Come on over to businessinfoguide.com. We also accept entrepreneur interviews there. So if you've got an interesting entrepreneurial story, check out the contribute link on the site, and we're happy to feature you and your business there.
Quickly tell me about that. So if I've just started up the new hot dog stand, do I want to submit that to you? What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the part of it is we're building a community for entrepreneurs, and it's fun to learn about other people's businesses and what they're doing. So we have an online questionnaire. You fill it out, tell us about your business, what you're doing, share your website link, your social media links if you have them. And, you know, you're inspiring other people. You're getting more exposure for your business. We tweet them out on Twitter. And it's all completely free. It's just for the community.
And all of that is found at businessinfoguide.com. Stephanie, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.